Welcome to another edition of CFTV Live. I'm Jared Stansberry. CFTV Live is brought to you every single week by our friends at Agrigold. You can check them out online at agrigold.com. Agrigold, they know corn. I'm joined by Jeff Woody, who I made the poor decision of giving you a football.
It's like giving a like putting a box of Legos in the middle of the floor and telling a six-year-old you can't touch them. Not going to happen. Not going to happen at all. You have a Nerf football in here? I will find a Nerf football.
We have actually several boxes of Nerf footballs.
All right.
Adam Gray's here too. What's up, dude?
How you guys doing?
The Miracle on 34th Street is also here back behind us.
Yeah, I figured, you know, Christmas season, we don't have any videos to show of anything, so we might as well get a little Christmas cheer in the room as we talk about the bowl games.
I will not be breaking down the Miracle on 34th Street.
No, Jeff will not be doing.
I'm not gonna be doing a video breakdown.
A video analysis.
What, top five Christmas movie of all time?
Oh, that's debatable.
I put it up. I would say my top has got to be It's a Wonderful Life,
and then after that,
I would put more of a modern flair with Home Alone.
Okay.
Yep. Watched that the other night with the kids.
Yep. And then I would go with my third place, which is the most nostalgic, underrated, completely impromptu power rankings, would be the Rudolph one, which is a TV special. Debatable whether or not it counts as a movie or not. I would say it does.
Okay.
The Rudolph one. And then I would go four is Elf, and then five, Miracle 34th Street.
I'm a big fan of all of the claymation Christmas specials.
Yep.
You want to know what my number one is?
Yeah.
Love Actually.
Great one.
It's so good, isn't it?
I've never even heard of it. What is it?
Oh
my goodness.
You and Krista, when you guys get together, exchange gifts, put some hot chocolate on, sit down and watch Love Actually.
I totally forgot. I would have to redo my five.
Jeff.
I have to redo my five.
Is it not a great movie?
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's
Love Actually is phenomenal.
Were your kids blown away by Home Alone? Like, were they confused that is even a thing that could happen?
Yeah. Oh, well, No. His kids weren't surprised because he's left him at places before.
Oh, yeah, true.
where's Kevin?
So Jake had seen him before, but Owen hadn't. And Owen, you know, throughout the movie, kind of getting up. He's 4 years old, running around. But then once the burglars tried to get in the house, he was glued in. And every time they got pelted by like a paintball or a can in the face, he'd sit up and go, oh, he was loving it. So, yeah, that was it was fun watching that. We're going to try to, you know, once a week or so until Christmas, sit down and watch a family movie together.
Have you guys seen Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I have. I'm not gonna say that's in my top five or top 10.
I'm guessing that's probably in C-Dub's top three, knowing the way he picks
movies. He's only watched like 10 movies in his life.
I was gonna say, has he ever even seen a Christmas movie? I can't believe you guys didn't even mention A Christmas Story or The Christmas Story.
Overrated
Christmas. Oh, yeah. Christmas Story is overrated.
Yes, it is.
It's only overrated now because it's on TV 50 times. But then that's why I don't like Elf.
Literally
for that
24
same
consecutive hours.
I don't like Elf for that same reason, though.
I've only seen Christmas Story twice, so it's not for me watching it too many times. I mean, it's okay. It's not that great, though.
And Christmas Vacation is good.
Yep.
But I have to be in a mood to watch Christmas Vacation.
Definitely.
Christmas Vacation be in my top five.
Everybody else out there can weigh in on their favorite
Christmas movie.
As well.
One more underrated movie. I don't even know if you call it Christmas. The Holiday. Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet. No. It's a great movie. You guys got to watch that. Jude Law.
I think I know what you're talking about. Your Netflix list is just full of chick flicks, isn't it?
Oh, I love a good chick flick, man. Love a good chick flick.
I will defend him, though. Love Actually, not a chick flick. Love Actually is just a good movie.
It is.
Just flat out a good movie.
All right, so we're going to go through these through the bowl games here.
I just had the line, I'm going to America, and my backpack is chock-a-block full of condoms.
we're going to go through the bowl games here. We're going to start on December 26th because any game before Christmas Day is completely irrelevant. Actually, a lot of these games are probably kind of irrelevant. But I've got mine ranked here by my confidence with my picks. He didn't want to do that. He's lazy.
See, I'm not going to go through 1 through 27 because we're starting on the 26th and anything from there on. I'm not going to go through and say that I'm more confident that Wake Forest is going to beat Temple than I am about West Virginia and Miami. Like, I'm not going to go through and say which one am I more confident with. I'm just going to give a degree of confidence. One being I would legitimately put money on it, and five being I have pretty much no idea. So
that's the
point of this, though. It's easy just to pick. You got to pick and put some confidence behind it.
I do put some confidence behind it from 1 to 5. I'm not going to put it from 1 to 27.
You're really picking Wake Forest over the American Conference champion Temple Owls?
Yeah, because Matt Rhule is gone. So you got a lame duck coach and a staff that's probably going to be gone, either going with him. So the team that it picking bowl games is not necessarily – condition number one when you pick a bowl game is who wants to be there more. And that is kind of hard to determine. So bowl games are really hard to pick. And two is the more talented team. But one precedes two. So yeah. If the team doesn't want to be there, a.k.a. the team that is losing their head coach and probably most of their staff, that team probably wants to be there less than the other team.
Woody's the guy that says, I went 80% on my picks for the year. And then we find out later he actually didn't pick by the spread. He just picked straight up. You got to do confidence 1 through 27 or it doesn't count.
Am I going to give me an hour and a half to reevaluate
these things? How long did that take me to do that? 10 minutes?
Same amount of time as it took him to do 1 through 5.
It's okay, Jeff. It's okay.
Do you like me calling you out there on that?
You're going to get back to being muted on. I turned my notifications on Slack just for this. And then because of that action, I'm going back on mute.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so we're going to start with my number 27, my least confident game. I picked Western Michigan over Wisconsin. I don't know what bowl games these are, so I need you to help me out a little bit. That's the Cotton Bowl. That one's the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
But I picked Western Michigan over Wisconsin, but that is my least confident one of all of my picks so far.
So I put Western Michigan as a 4. Again, keeping in mind 5, I have no idea. 1 being I would put money on it. As a 4 with Western Michigan. So I'm not overly confident by any means. But again, who wants to be there more? Mm-hmm. And Western Michigan is a low level BCS or is non-Power 5, and they got into a Power 5 bowl on national TV in front or to play a big boy, which actually Wisconsin. It's not like a second tier team. You got to play an actual big boy in the Cotton Bowl. That team is going to be absolutely fired up, and Wisconsin is going to be coming off of a loss to Penn State where they blew a huge lead. The coaches are going to have been out recruiting, and they had the chance to be in the playoff. Then they had the chance to be closer in a higher New Year's Six, and now they kind of, because they were what, fifth or sixth in the playoff rankings?
I think they were seventh.
Going into the Big Ten title, they
Fifth or sixth.
Yeah. Michigan was fifth, Wisconsin was sixth.
Yeah.
So they were sixth going into the Big 12 title, and now they're playing a MAC school. So who wants to be there more? Western Michigan wants to be there more because P.J. Fleck's going to be rowing the damn boat.
Well, there's still some variables in play because there's still a lot of jobs to fill. P.J. Fleck might not be there.
That's true. That's true. That's a low confidence interval because P.J. Fleck, where I think it would be fun to see him is at Oregon. Because to get that kind of energy.
He would fit just the vibe there perfectly.
You know who wouldn't fit there? Gundy. Even though he'd be a great coach there. The dude's got a mullet.
Mm-hmm. You can rock the mullet in Eugene. You can.
Hey, Prefontaine? It was just long grungy hair.
Yeah, his hair just waved beautifully in the wind.
You're both wrong on that pick, by the way.
Is that
Wisconsin?
So?
Yeah, Wisconsin. First off, Wisconsin always plays better than people think in bowl games. They have for 30 years. They have one of the best
for 30 years. Do you have statistical data to back that up?
Yeah, I do. I do have statistical data to back it up. Barry Alvarez might come down and coach this game, so that would help too, because you know he likes to coach bowl games while wearing sunglasses, even if it's not sunny out.
It's indoors.
He'll still wear sunglasses. He will, because that's what Barry Alvarez does. But yeah, no, Wisconsin's, they're just a better team. They'll win this game. Although I still don't know what happened in that Penn State game when they're up 28-7. I thought the game was over with that Wisconsin defense. That made no sense to me.
Well, Penn State employed the West Virginia offense of you're gonna run down the field and I'm gonna huck it to you, and if you can get underneath it, great. So that they just started going deep, and Wisconsin's defensive backs just got beat up at the line of scrimmage. They got beat up. They lost their angles. They lost their leverage, and it took the front seven, which is the strength of that Wisconsin defense, took them completely out of the game because they weren't doing anything with the front seven. They were just throwing. So Saquon Barkley, the cornerstone of what you would think Penn State's offense does, they pretty much didn't use him in the second half, and they just threw it down the field.
Yeah.
With Trace McSorley.
Wisconsin seems like a team full of guys who just love playing football, though. And so even though they might not be playing the big-name school, I still think they get up for this game because these are, like I said, guys that like playing football.
Row the damn boat.
Ah, jeez. Okay.
The Cotton Bowl is one of the big bowls, isn't it?
Okay. It's one of the New Year's Six ones.
And okay. It's playing Dallas Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah. It's in Arlington.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Number 26, I've got Northwestern beating Pittsburgh. I don't know what bowl game this is either.
Wait. You mean your second pick?
Yeah.
So this is very low. This is in the Pinstripe Bowl, which you know very well, Jeff.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the Pinstripe Bowl?
Cooler in retrospect than it was at the time. because you had to take an hour and a half bus ride from New York City to Hofstra in New Jersey, which is an hour and a half there and an hour and a half back, and it just takes forever. So you had 3 hours less of free time. The game, like, because they played it going from home plate out, the left and right field, which is where midfield was like 40 yards away from you. So like where they would set the parents was at like the 30 yard line. So your parents, like, that you, what's one of the cool things about the bowl game is like you're warming up, you get to like say hi to your friends, other people that came out, your aunts, your uncles, all those people came out for the bowl game, and you're like, hey, hey. So it's, you're just so far away from everything. It doesn't have that same intimate atmosphere. I don't know. It was cool, but retrospectively, the stuff you got to do, like, we got to go to the 9/11 memorial. We got to go and do, like, walk through New York around Christmas time. Like, that was all really cool stuff. So cooler in retrospect than it was at the time. Kind of a neat bowl game.
I spent a lot of money going to that game to watch Jeff lose it.
Yeah, that was totally my fault. 100% my fault.
Hey, was that block in the back on the Jarvis West call?
It was a holding.
A holding. Was it a good call?
No.
No? Are you a little bitter about it?
Not bitter about it. I can see why they called it, but it was a bad call. Because Tyler Leo was one of the few times in his entire career that he got knocked backwards, and he just pulled the guy over with him. So technically that would be a hold, but it's a really shoddy call to make.
Was that Shiano's last year at Rutgers?
Yes, because then he went to the Buccaneers after.
Yeah. Where's he been since?
Ohio State. He's the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. There now.
Learned something every day. Did not know that.
There was actually a conspiracy theory that's why Phil Knight was at the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Trying to recruit Shiano
to be the head coach?
Yeah.
Ugh. He's a good coach.
Seems very stern, which I don't know if that fits Eugene.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, I think a lot of people were saying that they were going to try and go cheap with their head coach and then throw a bunch of money at somebody that was going to come coach the defense.
Oh.
So.
Well, Pac-12 is actually a pretty defensive conference.
What if they did like a co-head coach, PJ Fleck and Greg Schiano?
I'm sure that would go over really well.
Oh, I want to mix two flavors. What about coffee and orange juice? Mix those two together.
All right, number 25, I've got Army.
Well, I never got, you know.
Oh, sorry. Who do you have in this game?
I have Pitt over Northwestern actually as a one. Like, I am very confident. Again, who wants to be there? So Pitt, who managed to beat Penn State and Clemson this year, has a senior in James Conner who this is going to be his last game, and everybody knows what he went through. It would sort of be like Iowa State playing in any bowl game. So Penn State or Pitt is going to want to be there, and they can put up a serious amount of points, and I don't think Northwestern can match that.
Who do you think's going to win that one?
I think Pitt wins that one.
Okay. All right, so 25, I've got Army beating North Texas. 6-5, Army obviously playing Navy this week against 5-7 North Texas.
Military academy or service academies generally do well in bowl games. So does Georgia Tech, because you can try and simulate it as much as you want, but you get out of routine and you get out of rhythm and you get out of discipline a little bit in your bowl prep. And I know North Texas will be happy to be there, but Army is also. Army's never, any service academy is never going to be up or down for a game. They're always the same. So that rule is different. So I actually like the midshipmen.
How does North Texas get into a bowl game with a 5-7 record?
And not only that, the game is in Dallas. So they get essentially a home game at 5-7.
I don't understand what the qualifications for a 5-7 team is.
You have to have like a certain level of APR, but I don't know. I would think if you're a bowl game, if you're working on that and like trying to pick a team and it's like, crap, who are we going to pick? We have to take 5-7 North Texas. Like, that is like a death sentence for your bowl game, I would think.
Well, that's probably one reason why they are in Dallas, just because they're hoping they can get some local fans to show up.
If this game was in, you know, San Francisco, I don't think North Texas is hitching a ride. I don't think California is flying the North Texas Mean Green at 5-7 out.
This game could be at Dallas Center Grimes, and I wouldn't drive the 2 minutes to that school to watch this game.
All right, I've got Maryland beating Boston College. That's my number 24.
What do I have that one? I have that as a 3. So BC over Maryland.
I don't think I know. I'll be honest, I don't know anything about either team.
I don't know much about either team. I just know that Maryland, generally speaking, the 3 or 4 games that I've watched them have been pretty undisciplined, which doesn't bode well for playing in a bowl game when you have 3 weeks between your game and your playing. So the lack of discipline is going to hurt one or the other.
Who's the coach at Maryland now?
DJ Durkin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I know it's not Friedgen. That was like three coaches ago.
Yeah, that was like 2007. I mean, it's close, I guess.
This game's in Detroit. I'll take Boston College in a 10-3 game.
It's going to be a salty, salty game in Detroit. In Detroit.
All right, 23. I've got Nebraska beating Tennessee in the Music City Bowl.
Of course you do, Jared. Of course you do.
It's a low confidence game.
Yeah, but who'd you pick?
Nebraska.
Could be in a homer.
Who wants to be okay?
Adam, how many times did you pick Iowa State this season?
Not very many, actually.
Who wants to be there? Who wants their season to be over between Nebraska and Tennessee?
Both.
Tennessee. Yeah. But Tennessee wants this season to be, just be done. They had so many expectations early. They got down and had to resurrect themselves like 9 times. They had 8 wins. So they had to do it like for all 8 of their wins. They had to resurrect themselves out of a 47-point hole with 2 minutes to go in the fourth. And then all of a sudden, towards the end of the year, that started to come back to them. And
they had people leaving in the middle of the season.
From being preseason top 10 to being 8-4 at the end of the year and not even really in contention for
in
the division title.
Very lucky to be 8-4, to be honest.
Yeah, they should have been 6-6 or 5-7. I think Tennessee just wants the season to be done. So give me the Huskers.
I think Tennessee's got better players. I think Nebraska's got Mike Riley, who I think is a better coach, and I think they want it more like you guys said, so I'll take Nebraska.
They were good in that bowl game that they played in last year, too. I think Mike Riley's traditionally been pretty good in bowl games.
I wouldn't have the faintest idea. Not even going
to
pretend.
I don't know how many bowl games he went to at Oregon State, to be completely honest, but I do feel like he has a winning record in those bowl games.
He was 1-0 at Oregon State in bowl games.
Well, I know that that's not true. all right.
I'm going to look this up.
22. North Carolina State beating Vanderbilt. A battle of 6-6 teams.
I got Vandy over NC State. NC State does a decently salty defense, but they can't score points. Like, if my memory serves me correctly, I'm not doing enough research. Mm-hmm. So if I mess up any statistics, don't kind of press me to it because I'm doing this off my brain. But I think, generally speaking, from what I've seen of a few national games that they've played, I haven't been really that impressed with NC State's offense. And again, who wants?
Well, I mean, I think their biggest national game they played in a torrential downpour against Notre Dame.
That's true. So there's that one.
Mike Riley 7-9 in bowl games, or 7-2, 7-2
out of 9. 7-2 out of 9. Yeah, so
it's pretty good.
It's a good poll there, Jared.
I told you guys.
Well, I'll take Vandy, based on
who do you have in that one, Adam?
Oh, sorry, what was the game?
North Carolina State and Vanderbilt. I don't know where the
that's a sneaky good game. For like two teams that are, average.
I have that as a 4.
That'll be I guess we know how Adam's going to spend his Monday afternoon on December 26th.
Shreveport. Been down there. Tony Elk over the goalpost. I don't know why I go to bowl games. I literally have no idea. I've never seen Iowa State win a game when I've gone.
But the trip is fun. I mean, maybe not in Shreveport, but the trip is fun.
Shreveport, Memphis, New York City. Just a lot of heartbreak. Give me NC State in that one.
All right. Number 21, I've got 5-7 Mississippi State over Miami, Ohio.
I'll take that one. I actually have that as a 2 because there's such a talent difference between Mississippi State and Miami of Ohio. Like, that's not one where you can, like, negate it, override it by who wants to be there. Mississippi State is – they're probably just happy to be there. Dan Mullen was smoking a stogie after they win their last game. Like, that was awesome. So, I don't know. I feel like just there's way too much talent for Mississippi State for Miami of Ohio to keep up.
You agree with that, Adam?
Yeah, Mississippi State wins that by 2 touchdowns.
20, I've got 8-4 Georgia Tech beating Kentucky.
Who do I have in that one? I have Kentucky. I think just a Kentucky because even though I said before the triple option is really hard to prepare for, and Georgia Tech generally does well in bowl games, I just pick Kentucky. This is a heart pick, not a brain pick. Because they're like the Iowa State of the SEC when it comes to football, where they've been so bad for so long and they're starting to get okay. So I just – my emotions tell me to pick.
But at the end of the day, everybody just loves basketball more.
Yeah. It's more Iowa State than we think.
Yeah. What do you think, Adam?
Have you already picked this one?
Yeah, I said Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech. I'm looking this up here. Nope. Paul Johnson, 4-7 in bowl games. I'm going against that.
I pick Kentucky.
So let's take Kentucky.
So Georgia Tech actually isn't that good in bowl games.
No. Well, what is the recent statistic on that then?
I have no idea.
They did not go last year. The 2 years, 3 years before that, they went 2-1. But before that, he hadn't won a bowl game in a long time. He lost 6 in a row before that.
Yeah, but the recent trend is what I was looking at.
Oh, yeah. I'm
sure. 2-1.
2-1 in the last 5 years.
4 years, yeah.
4 years, yeah.
Yep. Well, you got to think about it, too. Not many teams run that anymore. Mm-hmm. So teams are less, you know, used to defending
it. And it's all about discipline. 150,000%. Are you disciplined on defense?
You can't go over 100%, Woody.
It's mathematically impossible.
You can't do it.
You're a college graduate. Come on.
It's hyperbole, guys.
Yeah.
It's a literary and expressive metaphor and device.
Number 19, I've got TCU, 6-6, beating Georgia, 7-5.
This is a battle of underachievers. Both of these teams are supposed to be way better than they are, and yeah. I think both want their seasons to be done. I don't know. I think I picked Georgia. I think.
It's right there. Yeah.
I picked Georgia just because there's something about TCU and Kenny Hill. Like, he's going to throw for 5 touchdowns and throw 7 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So I just don't trust the Horny Toads.
Yeah, their last game was a disappointment for them, but I still think TCU wins this game, and I think they actually win it pretty handily.
I think they're going to probably beat up on Georgia's left tackle.
Why you got to take a shot at Tyler Cantilena like that?
Ooh.
Any chance.
I think it's Catalina, but I like to say Cantilena.
Have you guys ever searched
the Catalina wine mixer?
Somebody tweeted something one day to search his name on Twitter. It's not good. It's not good.
They don't like him?
Yeah, the people in Georgia are not fans.
If you say his name on Twitter, his family members will search it out, and they will respond.
Well, yeah, his brother... It's pretty
his
funny
mom does too.
Reading his brother react to the people that were very, very, very not nice to Tyler Cantilena.
You got at some point, just don't feed the trolls, man.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's going to be a dick to you, just let it go. Hit the old mute button.
I'm just waiting for Adam to drop this, and then it hits the camera.
I got stickum on my hands.
Kansas State over Texas A&M. That's my number 18.
Ooh.
Cats all the way. Cats all the way.
Ooh.
Because this ain't no... You can't prepare for how boring Kansas State is. You can't. So no matter what Sumlin does, even though they've played him before, you can't prepare.
Kevin Sumlin's probably never coached against him before.
That's true, because they were... Because he was at Houston when A&M was in the Big 12. Yeah. Unless for the final... No.
Was it Mike Sherman still the coach
Mike
there?
Mike Sherman was there.
Yeah.
Because that was when Tannehill was there, and he was our – yeah. I remember that. Yeah, so no, Sumlin only coached in the SEC then.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be the only time that
he doesn't know anything about the vampire sleeper hold.
This is – and you can't. Like, you can't, as a player, expect or prepare for what it's like to not get the ball back for, like, 14 minutes of real time and, like, 6.5
guys,
on the clock.
A&M – huge in this game.
I want somebody to put
huge
Bill Snyder's face on Adam Sandler and Big Daddy when he makes Rob Schneider go to sleep with the sleeper hold. I want him to put Bill Snyder's face on Adam Sandler and Kevin Sumlin on
sleeper
Rob
hold.
Schneider.
Yeah. Internet, go to work.
Bill Snyder has now lost 6 out of his last 7 bowl games.
One of those was to
Oregon.
Lost
in
to
the Fiesta Bowl.
Stanford, yeah. They lost two. UCLA,
UCLA.
Last year, I believe.
No, last year Nebraska beat UCLA
was a couple
in the
years.
Foster Farms Bowl.
It
was 2 years ago because I remember
they lost
I was
Arkansas last year. I got smoked.
I was really mad at Jim Mora because he didn't shake Bill Snyder's hand at the end of the game.
What a classless!
It's Bill Snyder's your grandfather. He's your grandfather. When you come into his house, you take your shoes off and you don't touch the doilies.
I don't disagree. only when they had, sorry, a little cold. Bill Snyder beat up on Brady Hoke in Michigan 3 years ago when they had Jake Waiters and Tyler Lockett.
Waiters,
whatever.
Is this Deion Waiters?
Tyler Lockett.
I was going to say Adams on Waiters Island. All right, so 17, I've got Colorado beating Oklahoma State.
This one I have as a 5. That's so I have no idea.
That's a great game.
I think I picked Oklahoma State, but I have no... There's no way or no real justification one way or the other. So long as their Colorado's quarterback was Fua?
I have no idea.
Is that his last name?
I don't know how you pronounce it, but that, yeah.
Anyway, whatever their quarterback, who is a really is one of the best multi-threat quarterbacks in the country when he's healthy, because he sprained his ankle against Washington and Washington just ran roughshod through him. I mean, everything up and down the field. But their defense is legit, and with their quarterback healthy, they have a pretty explosive offense. I don't know. That game's a complete toss-up. I think I took Oklahoma State just for the sake of the Big 12, but I don't know. That'll be fun. I'm excited to watch that one.
I'll take Colorado just because I think they need this more for the program's trying to get back on the map, so I think this game's going to mean a little bit more to them. Otherwise, I mean, that's probably one of the top five games in bowl season, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. What game is that?
That is the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is always a great game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alamo Bowl is always a good one.
It's a big former Big 12 rival squaring off in Big 12 country. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
In San Antonio, fun place to go for a bowl game. Hopefully Iowa State can go to the Alamo Bowl next year.
Awesome.
That would have been like that could have been like the Big 12 championship game in like 2004 at the Alamo Dome. All right. Number 16, I've got Stanford over North Carolina.
I got the same thing because we all saw what Stanford does with bowl prep.
Mm-hmm.
I think they lost the Rose Bowl 2 years ago or 2 years ago. To Michigan State in a close comeback, I think. Either that or it was Wisconsin, one of the two. But they always prepare well for bowl games. And again, things you can't prepare for. You can't prepare for Christian McCaffrey. You got nobody on your scout team that can do what Christian McCaffrey can do, as Iowa saw last year. So I'll take Stanford in their huge mismatch over anybody. So I'll take Stanford.
Yeah, I mean, Stanford to me is very similar to Wisconsin in how they play and beat up on you in bowl games. Mm-hmm. So they always play well. And they're going up against a Gene Chizik-led defense, so they should be able to run for about 400 yards. Baylor ran for, 750 last year in the bowl game against North Carolina?
Yeah.
I mean, most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
He probably would have been in line to get, like, some head coaching jobs, and then they gave up, like, 1,000 yards to Baylor.
With no quarterback. Links Hawthorne.
When you knew that all they could do was run the ball, and they still gave up that many.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Stanford could have a huge day.
Also, I thought, speaking of head coaching things, I thought it was really funny. Was it Houston that put out a press release that basically said, there is not a chance in hell that Art Briles is going to be our football coach?
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's like kindling underneath the fire to that story.
There was.
But then all of a sudden, Houston was like, Don't just get rid of that right now.
I think certain people wanted to, and then the president stood up and said, no way in hell. I think that there was other people in that program that were pushing for Briles to get back in there.
I think it was like a board of trustees member or something like that that was really
pushing hard.
That hard. Yeah.
And then the big guy stepped up and said, no, not
going to happen.
All right, 15, I've got LSU over Louisville, over the Heisman Trophy winner, Lamar Jackson.
Here's a stat to research, Gray. How many – I don't know this offhand. How many Heisman Trophy winners have won their bowl games?
I'm going to Google
this. I think not many.
Mariota's the only one that I can really think of in recent memory.
Away because Ingram.
No, Jameis Winston won the championship.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
No.
Well, yeah, his year he won the Heisman, he did.
Pretty sure the year he won the Heisman, he got blanked. Wasn't that the year he won?
No, the year he won the Heisman, he won.
That was Mariota.
That was when Mariota beat him.
That's true. So Winston and maybe Mark Ingram, and Mariota won one game in the playoffs. But most of the time, if I'm not mistaken, even if their team may win, their Heisman Trophy winner plays pretty poorly in...
Carson Palmer didn't.
All right, here, let's go. Derrick Henry won. Marcus Mariota lost a championship, won before that. Jameis Winston won. Manziel won. Robert Griffin won. Cam Newton won. Mark Ingram won. So it was... Yeah, but before that, though, ready? Sam Bradford lost. Tebow lost. Troy Smith lost. Reggie Bush lost. Matt Leinart won. Jason White lost. Carson Palmer beat the Hawks. Great game. I was there. Loved it. Eric Crouch lost. Chris Winkie lost.
Okay. So my stats were going back from 2008.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Take that with a grain of salt. But I just – what – I don't know. LSU's defense has actually a defense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And Lamar Jackson doesn't seem like the most mature individual. So handling all the press and the paparazzi and the banquets and being on late night TV and – going to Fallon, all that stuff, I think gets to Louisville.
I'll take Louisville in that one.
Will you?
Yeah, I will.
All right, I've got 14. I've got Michigan over Florida State.
Wait, just so I'm clear here, I'm taking Bobby Petrino in 3 weeks of preparation over Ed Orgeron any day of the week, and I'll take your money on that.
Also has Chris Klonakis, so
take
that for what it's worth.
Yeah, he kind of pushes him behind.
What are you?
I feel good about that one.
Settle down.
Go ahead.
All right. So 14, I've got Michigan over Florida State.
I'm going to go Florida State over Michigan. Talent-wise, Michigan's a better team. But who wants to be there?
Did you see the thing yesterday that after they – or not yesterday, but Sunday after they announced where Michigan was going to go, they couldn't find Harbaugh? Did you guys see that?
Yeah, they didn't want
to. Like, we're still the bowl officials are still trying to find Jim Harbaugh.
God, he's the best, isn't he?
He's great.
He's the best.
Phenomenal.
So, Adam, who you got in that one?
Florida State. They got more firepower on offense.
I just don't think Michigan is going to want to be there.
True. That's a good point. All right, where's my – oh, all right, 13, I've got Ohio State over Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl. Isn't that the Fiesta Bowl? One of the games of the playoff?
The one that is – yeah, Ohio State, Clemson's Fiesta Bowl. Sugar Bowl is the other one with Alabama's going to be playing in.
Actually, the Sugar Bowl is what Oklahoma's in.
Oh, it's a Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's in Atlanta. That's what it is.
Yeah, for sure. So who do you have in that one? Oh, wait, I already know who you have. Clemson, right?
Yeah, Clemson.
Who do you have, Adam?
Who? Can I take the over instead? Because I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. Oh, man, I think Clemson's a better team, but I'll go with Urban Meyer.
That's the X factor.
Yeah.
I like, for some reason, even though Clemson's defense has given up a ton of points, their Mike linebacker, Ben Bolwer, is a future, like, NFL stud if I'm reading it right, and he's a lot of times a neutralizer, so I think a lot of the athleticism that Ohio State may have gets kind of negated by that front four and Bolwer. But Herb is awesome.
Yeah, Herb.
Or he's possibly, I mean, you could make the argument that Urban Meyer is the greatest college football coach of all time. You could, and I'm not saying it would be the right one, but you could make that argument.
You see the look Jared's giving you? He's like Tom Osborne.
No, I'm thinking about Nick Saban, actually.
Saban, Urban Meyer, Osborne will be up there. I bet you in 10 years we're talking about Jim Harbaugh the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. That's just saying, you can make the argument.
Harbaugh's got to get some rings before he gets in that conversation.
No, that's what I'm saying, 10 years. Yeah, you got to give him time.
All right. You said you have Ohio State in that one?
Yeah, just because of Herb. I think Clemson's team is, I think, that better quarterback. I think Watson's better than, Ohio State's quarterback. What's his name?
JT.
JT, but he just doesn't impress me throwing the ball. He just doesn't. I know he's okay, but got to throw the ball.
Do you agree? Would Cardale be able to have the same success with this Ohio State team?
is he even in the NFL right now?
How could he be?
He's a second or third stringer with the Bills.
Really?
Cardale, yeah.
He'll end up as like a H-back or something.
Yeah, he'll end up being – or he'll be
a – should be a tight end.
What's that guy's name? The guy that played a quarterback at Virginia Tech, played for the Cardinals for a while. Logan something.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember his – I can't remember.
Anyway.
His, yeah. No. All right, number 12, the Iowa Hawkeyes in another January bowl game. We've got them beating Florida 5-3.
Why?
Yeah, I'll take the under on that one.
whatever they set the over-under, I'd take the under. Iowa's offense hasn't seen a defense like this since Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a little bit annoying to Hawkeye fans, they got lucky to score 14 points because two of those are on defense. And then the other one was based on a face mask that got them pretty much in field goal position right away. So five of those points almost shouldn't have happened. So they essentially scored 9 against a good defense. And that was they got up for that game because that was a night game. ABC was going to be there. And now you have to do the exact same thing against defense that's just as good, if not better. I don't know if it's better. Just as good as Michigan's defense with Florida's. Now, Florida's offense is putrid. They're like the fundamentals. Like when you watch Florida's offense, there's a guy that was running a slant. It was in the Florida State game. He's going to run a slant this way. Defenders here. The one thing you can't do is fade on a slant. Like you learn that Pop Warner. You got to body the guy up. You have to make sure he doesn't get to the ball before you. Florida guy starts to run a slant and starts just runs up the field, and the quarterback throws to where he would have been, throws interception like that. Like, it's Florida's offense is awful, but their defense is that good. So whatever it is, take the under, but give me Florida 9-6.
I mean, Florida's only like 3 years removed from two of their guys blocking each other.
Right. So. The greatest clip I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I love that. I could watch that clip all day. Yeah, I'll take the under on this one for sure. I agree with him. Michigan and Wisconsin, Iowa couldn't score, and Florida's defense is probably just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense is terrible. That Applebee's, I mean, I feel like I could throw some better passes than him sometimes when he's out there. But their wide receivers, actually, for the most part, they got open against Alabama. Mm-hmm. Iowa's missing their second and third third string cornerbacks.
Is Rugumba, is he going to play?
I think he's doubtful.
Okay.
So I think they can get open, and as long as that Appleby just doesn't throw the ball to Iowa and throws it to his team.
let's put a caveat on that. Throws it to Iowa less than five times.
Yeah.
Just do that, because there's going to be like nine turnovers in that game.
Oh, man. I'll take Florida, but – it's a field position game, right? Whoever flips the field to start the game, that's going to be what
it'll
matters.
Be like the reverse of the Oklahoma-Texas Tech game, like the exact inverse of that.
Is this the game when C.J. Beathard proves all the people that said he was going to be an NFL prospect? This is the one he proves them right?
No.
Not a good defense to do that against.
I think that ship has sailed.
All right, number 11, I've got Mike Leach in Washington State over Minnesota.
Give me Wazoo. Love me some Mike Leach.
Wait, who's Wazoo playing?
Minnesota.
The Gophers. Minnesota Golden Gophers. Who I think they don't have a win against a team above 500.
I'd believe it.
So you guys are both taking Wazoo?
Yeah.
I'm going to look something up here. I want to know how good Mike Leach has been in bowl games.
I bet
it's bad.
Yeah, probably.
I bet it's bad. Mike Leach, bowl game. No, 6-5. Respectable. Okay.
I feel like bowl games are just such a toss-up.
It is. You can make picks, but there's so many different variables. How you prepare, how finals went, how the weather is when you're there, the desire you have to be home, how many kids actually want to be there, what the value at the end of the season is.
How good the gift is.
How good the – nah. That's cool, though.
This Washington State team, though, who knows with them, right? I mean, they lost to Eastern Washington to start the year, and then at home against Washington, a rival game, they were terrible. Give me Michigan. Or Wisconsin, I'm sorry, Minnesota.
I was going to say Michigan probably would be Washington
give me,
State.
Give me Minnesota.
They're not playing, so it's a tougher pick.
All right.
I take it back. Give me Wazoo.
All right. Getting into the my top 10 of my confidence here. Number 10, I've got USC beating Penn State. I think USC is one of the best teams in the country at the end of the season.
I think so, too. They have a lot of interior talent that not a lot of people – they have a 6'10" offensive tackle. You know that? 6'10".
That dude's playing the wrong sport. I'm sorry.
He was. He did play basketball before. And
I think Nebraska has a 6'10" guy that's – he actually might be 6'11". Like, their right tackle is 6'11".
That's almost too much height.
He's taller than the tallest guy on their basketball team,
I think. That's almost too much height. Like, you could just run through his legs.
How tall is that kid coming in for Iowa State this weekend?
The 6'9"?
Is he 6'9"?
Yeah, he's big, yeah.
And from Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good game. I'll take USC, but we'll see. I was not a believer in Penn State, but that comeback in the second half.
I do love some James Franklin, though. He seems like I'm 26.
You'd play for him?
If I had a son, I'd want him to play for a guy like Franklin.
This just makes me think of, like, 90s Rose Bowl. Penn State, USC. Like, that's just that's old-school football right there.
If you're a USC player, are you mad that you're playing there? Like, I mean, come on. I want to go somewhere, right?
I don't know. I don't live in California.
This is a Rose Bowl. When's the last time USC went to the Rose Bowl? It's probably been a while now.
Yeah, it has to be. Internet.
This is what I'm here for, guys. Keep talking.
All right. We'll come back to that in just a second. At number 9, I've got Utah beating Indiana.
Oh. How did these two get matched up together? This is a bad matchup.
Indiana's
in
a crazy position, too, with their coach getting fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one we're never going to find out exactly what happened because I'm pretty sure because there is a settlement that it's sealed. Like, you can't talk about the only people that you might be able to talk about is the players because they wouldn't be involved in that settlement. But think about it this way. The Wilson, the coach, had $11 million in his buyout. He accepted a settlement of $500,000. So he gave up $10.5 million in a settlement for the sake of saying, we're not going to say what you did to inhibit your job prospects in the future. So he took essentially 5% of the money he was owed for the sake of getting out of there rather than holding out for, you fired me. Give me the $11 million.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that went, you're fired. Give me my money. We'll say what you did. All right. What are you going to give me?
All right. What do you got?
I got the fact that USC has not been to the Rose Bowl since 2009.
Yeah.
And before that, though, they went 4 straight years, 5 out of 6 years, and they in those games, those 5 games, they went 4-5 or 4-1. I mean,
so, including one of the games in which
the only one
Joe McKnight, RIP, had a big game.
Did Did he?
One of those Rose Bowls.
Yeah, I remember there was one play where I think it was when – I think it was Mark Sanchez was the quarterback, and he threw a ball out to McKnight, and it got tipped or something, but it went backwards, and it bounced. He picked it up and ran like 80 yards for a touchdown.
Isn't it funny the stuff that you remember in certain games?
Yeah. One of those Rose
that
Bowls.
That dude was a stud.
Oh, yeah. He was like a top recruit in the country.
Yeah. Well, I think he was the number one recruit in the country.
Yeah, he was big time.
Yeah.
But one of those games was Vincent Bartholomew Young.
That's true.
Best championship game ever?
Probably. At least, I mean.
Ohio State, Miami, pretty good.
No one can ever know that, but no one's been to them or watched all of them.
I have. Gone back on YouTube and watched them all. Utah.
I can just imagine Adam watching Minnesota versus somebody in the 1960 national championship game.
It'd be like watching Iowa, Florida all over again with the 7-3 battle.
Riveting.
The wishbone versus something.
12 to 8.
Yeah.
Utah, by the way, all day.
Yeah, definitely. All right, number 8, I've got Virginia Tech beating Arkansas.
Same thing, and I think because Virginia Tech can actually match up talent for talent with Arkansas, because that's when they would get their wins, is because Arkansas was just more talented than the team they were playing. But mm-hmm. VaTech can match them person to person. I'll take VaTech.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Brett Bielema just wins in bowl games. That's all he does.
Fair enough. All right, number 7, I've got Alabama beating Washington. Jeff, you're about to break the internet with this pick here.
I'm picking Washington. And
you're an idiot.
This is I probably am. So I fully understanding the fact that I am, but two things. One, if Alabama rolls over Washington, they do what everybody expected them to do, and I'm just a guy that was making a contrarian pick. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if they win, then Jeff looks like a genius. No, but the reason why actually I'm going with Washington is because yes, they played USC, and USC was generally pretty successful on both sides of the ball against them. Yeah. But every other game this year, Washington has they're the number one turnover margin in the country. They're plus 21. And the way that Alabama beats you, their offense is average. Their offense is, they have an average offense. And the fact that Jalen Hurt is getting some Heisman consideration is absolutely infuriating, because he is the complete byproduct of the system that he plays in, because he's up by 14 points.
Is Baker Mayfield not?
No, I'm saying Baker Mayfield has to win games for that team because their defense is bad.
Okay, fair enough.
Jalen Hurts is up by 14 points by the time because he could throw 3 interceptions and give up 0 points.
Is there a more overrated offensive coordinator than Lane Kiffin?
Oh, no.
It's remarkable to me. That team, they wear down people at the end, and then sure, their offense looks great in the fourth quarter, but that's after their defense has gotten people off the field all day. And mm-hmm.
Andy has, like, every great athlete that he could ever
five star.
Right.
So everywhere. The reason why Alabama's good is because they get so many non-offensive touchdowns. And a non-offensive touchdown, I think they have 11 on the year. And when you get a non-offensive touchdown, the offense, one, you're demoralized from having given that up, and two, you get no break. So like, you had to chase everybody down, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, you got to come right back on the field. So the non-offensive touchdowns that Alabama gets are byproducts of other teams making mistakes against them. Well, Washington is plus 21 in turnover margin this season. The other thing is, if you can, generally speaking, make that offense push, make them have to do something, because say you only get up 14-3 or something like that. That offense can't just sit back and just do this. They can't continue to be Floyd Mayweather and just dodge your punches and all of a sudden wear you down. When they actually have to go do something, Jalen Hurts will throw you an interception. He will fumble the ball. He'll do a steal chance where he's got the ball like a breadbasket. That stuff happens. And against a team that doesn't make mistakes, that stuff can occur. So give me Washington. I'm not so crazy that this is going to happen. The other thing is, Washington's going to be super pumped to be there. Yeah. And I can guarantee you, no matter how much Nick Saban harps into these guys to make sure that they're locked in, there is going to be a lot of overlook, because they're going to be like, we want Ohio State to get revenge in the national championship. So they're going to be watching Ohio State's game with much more intensity than they're going to be watching Washington. Give me Washington in the upset, because they don't make mistakes, and they're going to show up, much more motivated than Alabama. Now, granted, I say that with the full understanding that Alabama could come out and win by 45 points. But I don't expect that to happen, because they have too good of an offensive system and too salty of a defense that people aren't giving them credit for.
I think the way Clemson lost in the national championship game last year makes them sneaky too, like, just to win the whole thing.
Clemson's the only team that can beat Alabama, in my opinion. just because their Alabama's weakness is their secondary. I don't know if you watched the Florida game, but those guys were open a lot. The quarterback missed them, but those guys were open. Who's the best passing quarterback of the three? And a Browning's a nice
Browning. He's 45 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, in the Pac-12. Stop.
Okay. Here's side note. If Washington was named Oregon and Colorado was named USC, mm-hmm. would the Pac-12 be down this year? Would it be a good would it be a bad conference? No, because you have a one-loss Oregon and a two-loss USC playing.
I didn't say it was
USC
bad,
playing.
But they're like the Big 12. They don't
Colorado's
play defense.
Colorado's lost three games.
They don't play defense in that conference.
But going into the national title game, going into that Pac-12 title, everybody said the conference was bad. The conference is bad because the teams aren't marquee names. It's not Oregon. It's not Stanford. It's not USC. It's not UCLA. It's Washington and Colorado.
So you're telling me as far as passing the ball.
I would argue that Washington is just as much a marquee name in the Pac-12 as Oregon is.
No.
You're going to tell somebody
they have way more tradition than Oregon does.
You go to somebody in Tennessee and say, hey, Washington's playing. Do you want to watch it? Oregon's playing. Do you want to watch it? Which one has more cachet?
This season?
Boom. Roasted.
Oregon is just trendy. That's what I say about Oregon.
Oregon's played Nebraska a lot lately, so we got a salty guy here. Yeah. You know, a little salt.
What does that have to do with anything?
You're a little salty towards Oregon. You don't like Oregon.
My dad is from Oregon, Adam. My whole family is Oregon fans.
While we're there,
but seriously,
if
you're taking a passing quarterback right now, you're taking Browning over Deshaun Watson.
Probably not, but I'm saying, is he the best? I don't know if you can say Deshaun Watson's better. I don't know if you can say Deshaun Watson's better than Jake Browning because no one's seen enough Pac-12 football in Iowa to say how good or bad Jake Browning is. We just haven't seen him enough.
Stupid Pac-12 network.
I haven't watched him enough.
Kickoffs at 9 p.m.
Is he a good runner?
He's effective. He's an effective runner. He'll run to the same effect that like Jameis Winston would run. Because he's black, people said he's a running quarterback. Jameis Winston is not a running quarterback. Yeah. He is a pocket passer.
Andrew Luck is a more running quarterback than Jameis Winston is.
So the thing is with Winston, he would only run when there is a huge wide open. It's like 3rd and 17 and they drop 8 and they have cover 4 deep and there's a huge lane that he can run through. Browning will do that. Like there is a game.
I think we saw what happens when Jameis Winston gets a little flustered and starts having to move around when he threw the ball backwards.
Which is great. And then the referee fell over.
Yeah.
That
moment when you're like, okay, this game's over. Yeah.
But yeah, it was in the Colorado game, it was like, it was actually early in the, I think it was the first or second drive and Colorado was up. Mm-hmm. And it was like 3rd and 17 and Browning scrambles for a first down. So he can run. He just doesn't generally do that. So I'm going to take Washington and I'll be wearing purple on that day.
Oh, I will be too. I'll be cheering hard and it'll be over by midway through the first quarter.
Ugh. I'm not that sold on Alabama.
All right. Number 6, I've got Oklahoma beating Auburn in the Sugar Bowl.
I got that one too. Even though that game is going to be whatever the over-under is, take the over. Because Oklahoma's defense is awful and Baker Mayfield and D.D. Westbrook are really, 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 really good. Mm-hmm. So that Oklahoma's going to score points against anybody and they ain't going to stop anybody. So Auburn's going to run for 500 yards and Baker's going to throw for 550.
What do you think?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Auburn.
I think DD should win the Heisman.
No.
Based on the end of the season.
That's what I say. No. Lamar Jackson put up video game numbers. He had 100 yards less rushing than Dalvin Cook, and he had more yards passing than Deshaun Watson.
If it's so good, why didn't his team win more? Why aren't they in the playoff?
Oh, gosh. Great argument.
Why aren't they in the playoff?
It's a team game.
He scored more points than
team
80 teams.
I don't care.
Then stop somebody.
They should have beat Clemson. They got hosed in that game, by the way.
Anyway, moving on.
They got hosed.
All right. Where's my number 5 at? All right. Wake Forest losing to Temple. We already talked about this one a little bit, I think.
Yeah, this is Temple. Matt Rhule just got named head coach at Baylor.
Yeah.
You're really that confident over Wake Forest Temple game?
Who plays for Wake Forest? Who's even the coach at Wake Forest?
So you're taking Temple?
Do you know who the coach is at Wake Forest?
No.
So you're taking Temple?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am taking Temple.
And you're with.
I watched them just the other day play Navy. Now I'm on the Temple Owl bandwagon.
I just think Temple's going to be – they have a lame duck situation.
Their quarterback's like – he's the winningest player in program history. He's got a chance to go out. I don't think they've ever won a bowl game. This guy's got a chance to go out on a high note, prove that he's the best player in the history of Temple.
The only thing I'm going on is the fact that their head coach is leaving, and I don't like bowl games which – I don't like teams in bowl games which their head coach is gone. So that's the only thing I'm basing it off of. I have no information on either team other than that.
My uncle was the head athletic trainer at Temple for like 20 years.
So you're biased. So
this is where it's coming
from. You're
biased. Okay, I get it. I was wondering where this was coming from. I'll take Temple. I would not put him as my fifth most confident pick.
I'm all in on the Owls. Do you think John Chaney can coach football? Number four, I've got West Virginia over Miami. Do you know who John Chaney is?
No.
He was the basketball coach here for years.
For a long time.
Okay.
It was a terrible comment.
Temple?
Yeah, Temple.
Yeah, because I followed Temple basketball.
They were good.
He used to chew on a towel. Don't you remember John Chaney chewing on a towel?
They were pretty good a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Chaney was a heck of a good
coach. Yeah, he was a real good coach.
I don't have that statistical nugget in my head.
When Calipari was at Massachusetts, he's the one that says, I'm going to kick your ass, and came in the press conference trying to kick Calipari's ass, which makes me love him. Yeah,
I don't know what that is, but I love that
good
story.
Good for you.
All right, number four, West Virginia over Miami.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that money. The only thing is West Virginia's going to be, pissed off that they're there. So even though they're 10-2, they're playing on December 28th, which I think could serve them as a detriment. So they have the chance to, from a skill and a football team perspective, they will run Miami off the field. But if they want to be there. So I take West Virginia, but not a huge degree of confidence.
Where's the Russell Athletic Bowl at? Where's that located?
Is it Orlando?
Yeah, it's Orlando.
Okay, well, I'll take West Virginia.
Number three, I have South Florida over South Carolina. South Carolina's pretty bad.
That's Muschamp, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was the there's some stat that he lost that he was playing in the same bowl game 3 years in a row with three different teams. That's 6-6.
Gross.
So give me anybody except Muschamp.
What do you think?
That is a horrible offense. South Carolina. South Florida wins that one. Easily.
All right, my number two. This game looks like it should be played on like September 3rd or something. Air Force over South Alabama.
Ooh.
And this is the one you're most confident of?
Second most confident. Ooh. 9-3 versus 5-6. A 5-6 Sun Belt team.
How did this even get in the picks?
How did you get there? How is a 5-6 South Alabama team?
And Adam's like, this is the one you're most this is the one I'm most confident in.
Air Force by 150 points.
I'm telling you right now, South Alabama wins that game.
No chance.
They will win that game.
No chance.
Yep, they got players down there.
I want to know who they lost to this season.
All right, I'll look this up.
Be good.
I'm telling you right
South
now.
Alabama, South Alabama.
Louisiana
schedule.
Lafayette or something.
South Alabama. They're the Jaguars, in case you
were wondering. Yeah, I did know that,
You did? No, you didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Who knows? You and Brent Bloom.
I'm pretty sure Tommy Tuberville was the coach there for a while.
Anyway.
So they beat Mississippi State to start the season. So right there, boom. Big dub.
No, that was the one where the
– Or no, Bobby Bowden – not Bobby – Bobby Bowden's son was the coach there for a long time. That's who it
South
was.
Alabama, the reason why you know the Jaguars is because Mississippi State lost there on a last-second field goal with like 38 fans that stormed the field.
They lost to Georgia Southern, who's a great squad. They lost to Louisiana Lafayette, Arkansas State, Troy, Louisiana Monroe, and Idaho.
The Warhawks. Louisiana Monroe.
All those teams are quality squads. South Alabama, by the way, 6-6. I don't know why it said 5-7. They're 6-6.
Who'd they? Okay. Fair. It says 5-6. So maybe they played in a championship game or something.
I don't think so.
Huh.
Yeah, they just beat New Mexico State. Maybe this got put out before they played that game. I don't know. But yeah, they're 6-6.
Okay, Air Force is going to kill them.
Yeah. And then the highest degree of confidence.
I've got Boise State at 10-2 beating the 6-6 Baylor Bears.
The 6-6 Baylor Bears in an absolute dumpster fire free fall.
Started out 6-0.
There's
two teams playing in bowl games that one started out 0-6. Miami of Ohio won their last six games. And then Baylor started out 6-0. They're 6-6. Lost their 6-6.
They're gonna have like four coaches that are actually on staff there. Like, who really cares? Like,
yeah.
For that coaching staff, what incentive do you have to make this preparation good against a pretty salty Boise State team? What do you care if you're there? You know you're not gonna be there next year. They already named the new coach, so every one of your jobs is gonna be gone. Mm-hmm. So you're preparing your resume. You don't give a damn whether you win this game or not. Everybody knows you don't give a damn whether you win this game or not. And you lost your final six, and your quarterback is hurt. So like, you're playing with a backup quarterback against a 10-2 team in a bowl game that nobody cares about. Baylor loses that game by 35 points because they get down by 7 early and then just go that.
What do you say?
35 points? Do you know what this Baylor season reminds me of? 2002 Iowa State Cyclones. They lost to Florida State, but then they rattled off six in a row. They got up to number 9 in the country before they lost their last six games. They lost to UConn the last game of the year. And you know where they had to go play and who they had to go play?
Boise State. Boise State. Mediterranean Bowl. I remember that game.
They did. That's what Baylor just happened to them, right?
Yeah.
Losing six in a row.
Well, at least they don't have to go play at Boise.
That is a win for them. Although, I hear Boise is a lovely town, guys.
I've heard the same thing.
I'm sure it's just lovely on December 27th.
I'll take Boise State, but I think it's a close game. I think Baylor's got some players still.
They also have one.
Yeah, they have all Big 12 receiver KD Cannon.
Man, what a! I feel bad for.
Did you hear about this?
Cannon.
What?
Al Mazzard didn't get AP All Big 12.
What?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Just tell him. Tell him the four players.
Well, I mean, D.D. Westbrook, James Washington were first team.
Okay.
KD Cannon and Jonathan Giles from Texas Tech were second.
How
team.
Is Giles over Allen?
That the Giles one doesn't make sense to me, but you know, he probably put up better numbers because he had Mahomes at quarterback and they chucked the ball a lot.
Well, they threw it 85 to he literally in that Oklahoma game, he threw it 88 passes. Of course you're gonna have ridiculous numbers when you have 88 pass attempts. So, Iowa State didn't have 88 pass attempts in like four games.
See, that's why I said this, because I knew it'd get Jeff riled up.
God bless it.
Cole Nettin was first team kicker though, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah. Good for him.
was our punter first team, Downing?
No. I don't think I didn't even look and see who the punter was.
When is the Iowa State getting called punter
Cole
U?
Was the only
I've been calling
him
punter U for years. When are people going to step up? And
how many NFL players do we have?
Doesn't matter.
West Virginia has two.
How many times do we have guys punt the ball 800 times a year? Every year.
We lead the nation in punt yardage.
I mean, if you come here, we will make sure we use your right leg.
You get playing time. You get playing time.
It'd be the easiest sell ever.
Well, maybe not now, because Iowa State actually has an offense, but you're selling a team that wins eight games in like five seasons, and you're like, all right, we don't score points, so that's good for you. You're going to punt a lot.
Pat McAfee wants it.
It's amazing that Kansas hasn't gotten more good punters, because like, yeah, you want to go to Alabama, you're going to punt like – or you want to go to like Oregon or Texas Tech, you're gonna punt like four times a year. You go to Kansas, you're going to punt 30 times a game.
Or, you know what? The best school, LSU, because they win games still, but they punt a lot.
Their offense is so – if it's not Leonard Fournette, their offense is just – Florida. Florida should have the best punters in the country.
They should. Hey, you're in the SEC. We'll go to a bowl game, but we'll punt the ball.
We don't even attempt. We don't even practice offense. We don't. We just have just tackling dummies, and our offensive players just tackle. We don't even throw the ball at all.
Fourth and two from the opposing 35, we'll punt it. Field position game. We'll work on your pooch punts in practice.
Oh, man. Thanks again to our presenting sponsor, Agrigold. They know corn. Check them out online at agrigold.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Wait, Jeff, prediction, Thursday. Clones, Hawks, what do you got?
What's the line?
We don't know. Probably 7.5 be my guess.
Iowa State by 15.
15, I love it. Okay.
Why? That's
Over under 10 and a half beers drank by Adam on the bus.
On the bus itself, under, because it's only an hour and a half. It's 10 beers in an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, it's a round trip, you know. We're talking 3 hours.
Total. The totality. Okay, I'll take the over if we're doing the total.
No, it'll be under. I'll behave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's apparently young kids on there, so you have to take care of them. You gotta be a babysitter. You're like a school teacher taking people on a field trip.
I'm not babysitting anybody. Their parents signed a permission slip.
you stupid kids. Shut up. Just shut up. Your mom signed a sheet just so I can shout at you.
And on that note, thanks for tuning in to CFTV Live.
Boom.